From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Marcia Johnson from Wheels O' Time Museum. She's here to tell us more about all of the exciting exhibits and events they have coming up in the upcoming season this summer. Marcia, welcome to Out and About.
Well, thank you so much. It's always great to be here and get a chance to talk with you folks and let everybody know all the fun things that are going on at Wheels of Time.
And there are so many fun things going on. What I love about the museum is while you have kind of the tried and true exhibits that are always there and the displays, you also have some really exciting new things that are happening. Tell us specifically about the Autonomous Stuff collaboration that you have coming in during the month of June.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Autonomous Stuff, they are located in Morton, Illinois, have kindly offered to let us have one of their older vehicles on display for the whole entire month of June. And everybody will get a chance to look at this car and see the technological advances and the different things that make it possible for a car to be driven automatically without a driver. And then on the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd, both Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have a display of cars through time. And at that time, Autonomous Stuff will bring over one of their newest models. It will be a Ford, something very familiar, and also make our Ford display people very happy that it is a Ford. And we will have several other vehicles, starting with a Model T, that are not normally on display at the museum. And they will show the amazing technological advances that have been made in automotive history. So we're very excited about that.
Another thing that you will have on display is the Thiemann tractor. And this is a model of tractor that has its own kind of interesting history in that it was essentially a build-your-own tractor kind of kit, and it ties into the history of cars as well.
Well, it certainly does. This was manufactured in Iowa, and it came in kit form, and everything was available in the kit with the exception of an engine and the transmission parts. And so a farmer would buy it and put it together, and he would take the engine and transmission drivetrain things from the old Model T that was sitting on the farm now that he owned a Model A. And in those days, they didn't take trade-ins, so you just had left what you'd started with. And so they put this together. It made a wonderful tractor. They're very tall. The two gentlemen who found and restored this tractor found it under a tree in Iowa somewhere, brought it home, and did extensive work getting it restored. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is on display at the museum all of the time now, but for June, it's going to be moved back to the Ford display and be featured, along with John Booty's pretty famous Silver Streak, the Model T that the girl, the co-eds from Bradford, Illinois, took on many, many different trips in the summers, met Henry Ford, had a wonderful relationship with him, and it's always a big draw. He's done some Ollie classes with it. And that'll be there along with one other vehicle that we haven't determined yet.
So let's talk a little bit more about the draw of the museum. You get a lot of young folks because of the hands-on, tactile types of things that you have there that people can do. But you also, it sounds like you get a lot of history buffs as well.
Oh, gosh, we certainly do. You know, our tagline has become where history is fun for all ages. And it is so true. Everybody from a 2-year-old to a 90-year-old loves the museum. Many people come in because they've never been there. They don't know what to expect. And the looks on their face when we open the door after they've paid their admission and they walk in are priceless. And there are 5 buildings now, which include, of course, the R.G. Letourneau Steel House that was just added last year. And if I do say so myself, we did a wonderful job restoring it. It's just like going back into your grandmother's house. And I just can't tell you what kind of enjoyment people get from it. I had a tour of school children one time, and a reporter happened to come out that day. It was near opening day, and he asked my group of children what they had learned that day. And this one little girl spoke up, and she said, "I learned that it was a lot harder then."
Mm.
Well, speaking of the Letourneau House, that's been part of your collection for a while now, but it's recently been designated as an official Illinois historical site.
That is true. We worked with the Illinois State Historical Association to let them know what we had and the history of it, and they were very impressed and very pleased to designate it as an Illinois State Historical Site. A few weekends ago, Mr. Bill Furry, who is the executive director of the Illinois State Historical Society, came to Wheels of Time, and we had a ceremony and dedicated the plaque, and it's one of just a very few in Peoria. And we're really proud to have received that designation. It's really important, and it's really important to keep the history of R.G. Letourneau in our community going. He was a genius, a wonderful Christian person who manufactured so many things, invented. He has over 300 patents.
Hmm.
Amazing man, and we're just really so pleased to be able to carry on the history that he started here.
And for those people who aren't familiar with the Letourneau House, mm-hmm. can you just give us a very brief description?
Oh, I certainly can. It was made of steel walls, all steel walls, the ceiling, the interior walls, the exterior, and the floors. They were double-walled embossed panels with vermiculite insulation in them, and it was made to be watertight. I do have pictures of them. Of course, the plant was right near the river, and they could, there are hooks on it for a crane to lift it.
Mm.
They would be put into the river and pulled with a cabin cruiser to a location on the other side. They're very distinctive. They have corner windows that you wouldn't be able to put in a house with traditional wooden framing. Mm. And so even though many of them in the community have been sided or had a peaked roof put on or something, if you pay attention to those windows, you can determine that it is a Letourneau house. And, gosh, it's been cozy all winter. We do have heat, but it's low and doesn't get too warm in the summer. And it's just a very interesting concept. Although it's only 24 by 24, many people come by and say, "I could live here."
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
In addition to your exhibits, you also try to have special activities and events throughout the season. And tomorrow, in fact, you are hosting a performance by the Peoria Senior Band.
Yes, the Peoria Area Senior Band will be performing between 1 and 2 on Saturday. And they are comprised of about 60 retired or semi-retired folks. And they perform concerts throughout the summer for nursing homes and other areas. And it's really going to be fun. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to enjoy meeting them and hope that everybody comes to hear them and enjoy their music. It's going to be fun.
And, of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we know that Wheels of Time has some really wonderful offers for people who have served or are actively serving in the military, yes?
Well, we do, and we are once again members of a Blue Star Museum group. And the Blue Star Museums furnish free admission to active service people and their families, and we're just delighted to do it. And we do have a number of folks who come by during the year. This offer will be good through Labor Day, so we encourage everyone to come out. And even if the service person is deployed and not available with the identification, their families can come out and enjoy, too. And so we're looking forward to seeing a lot of service people and their families this summer.
We've been talking with Marcia Johnson from the Wheels of Time Museum. Their 29 season continues through the end of October. Marcia, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. I love coming.
And tonight and tomorrow, the Jukebox Comedy Club presents the Memorial All-Stars Weekend. Dozens of comics from Central Illinois and beyond will be performing tonight and tomorrow at the Jukebox Comedy Club beginning at 8 p.m. For tickets, visit jukeboxcomedy.com.
And Mackinac Valley Vineyard and Winery is hosting their annual International Music, Wine, and Craft Beer Festival this weekend. In addition to the wines and craft beers available, they've got a full music lineup. It includes Greg Williams, Pocket Mouse, and the Brazilianaires. Hours are tomorrow from 11 to 11 and Sunday from noon to 6.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking to local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.